This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Democratic presidential candidates gathered at a forum last night in Greenville, South Carolina. It was their final face-to-face meeting before voters there and in six other states hold primaries or caucuses on Tuesday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For the first two-thirds of the 90-minute debate, the candidates were minding their southern manners, not saying anything about one another if they couldn't say anything nice. But after an hour, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean broke the mellow mood, using a question about health care to contrast his accomplishments as governor with John Kerry's record in the Senate.
Now, Senator Kerry's the front runner, and I mean him no insult, but in 19 years in the Senate, Senator Kerry sponsored 11 bills that had anything to do with health care. Not one of them passed. If you want a president who's going to get results, I suggest that you look at somebody who did get results in my state. And I don't think we're going to do that, getting somebody from the United States Senate to be the Democratic nominee.
This is a regular theme for Dean, who argues that his executive experience trumps that of the Washington lawmakers in the race. Kerry shot back that he's worked quietly on other lawmakers' bills, helping to craft health care legislation, even if it doesn't bear his name.
One of the things that you need to know as a president is how things work in Congress, if you want to get things done.
The Massachusetts senator also responded to a pointed question about a comment he made in New Hampshire that Al Gore could have won the election 4 years ago without carrying a single southern state. Some have interpreted that as a signal of Kerry's own strategy, but he insists it's not, and he promises to campaign vigorously in the South. North Carolina Senator John Edwards says the Democrats must offer a candidate whom Southerners can believe in if the party is to continue to grow. Reverend Al Sharpton says growing the party is what he's all about. And while Sharpton says he expects to win primaries in the coming weeks, he argues winning isn't everything.
We act like we're at a racetrack betting on horses rather than dealing with the fact that 75,000 people lost their jobs in South Carolina. And there are people that I can bring into the process that won't come in if someone like me is not in the process. They ought to want all of us to stay in and bring our constituency to the table rather than try to eliminate.
Nearly all of the Democrats spoke out last night against the Bush administration's handling of the war with Iraq, including those lawmakers who voted to authorize it. For his part, retired General Wesley Clark repeated his claim that the administration decided soon after September 11th to go into Iraq whether or not there was any connection to the terrorist attacks. Clark says Congress should never have given the president what he called a blank check in authorizing the war.
We've got to change this government. We've got a president who's playing politics with national security, and we need to hold him accountable. And that's what I want to do.
Senator Edwards complains that the president has not taken the necessary steps to keep the country safe, and he argues the administration's focus on national security issues has come at the expense of other concerns.
The president actually has to be able to do two things at once. This president thinks his presidency is only about the war on terrorism, only about national security. Those things are critical for a commander-in-chief, but there's a lot the president's not doing about jobs lost, about a health care crisis in this country. The president of the United States has to actually be able to walk and chew chewing gum at the same time.
South Carolina, like many other states, has been losing manufacturing jobs. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich blames foreign competition for some of the job losses and promises to repeal controversial trade agreements such as NAFTA.
Some of these trade laws, you can't even buy America, the way they're set up. And so, you know, my position, buy America or buy America.
Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman defended NAFTA, saying it's not right to scapegoat trade.
I have said that I would give the same answer everywhere. You can't create jobs by building a wall around America. In South Carolina, 160,000 jobs are dependent on exports. So we've got to figure out how to keep the jobs who are here, stop the bleeding, and work together with business and workers to create a whole new generation of jobs.
Candidates were also quizzed last night on potentially divisive matters such as gun ownership and the display of religious symbols on public property. But those questions found few differences among the candidates, and they took a back seat to national issues, Iraq, jobs, health care, suggesting John Kerry may be right when he says Southern voters share pretty much the same concerns as voters everywhere. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.